Coach, congratulations. Talk to me about this game today.
I thought it was going to be a little bit lower scoring game than what it turned out to be. I thought it would be more like 7-0, 14-7 type of game. Both teams ended up with big plays out of the passing thing. Both teams aren't really known for their passes, but both teams had really nice passing schemes, and things worked out well for both sides. We just happened to get them in the end.
Talk about the play of Jamie today.
Jamie played phenomenal. We went out a lot of shotgun spread. We were having trouble running the ball after the first drive or two, so we went shotgun spread, opened everything up, and it worked out for us. We got a lot of tremendous athletes running around out there, and it's tough to cover them all.
Yeah. I don't know how many penalties you guys had, Dan, but if somebody said, 10 or 12 penalties and you still win, will that surprise you?
That's kind of been our forte all year. Unfortunately, we jump offside quite a bit. We just have a little problem sometimes. They get a little excited. The other team is hollering, shift. We jump offside. So it happens. We're glad we have talent enough to overcome the penalties and occasionally some poor coaching on my part.
For your family, having your son on the team, what's that mean?
It's a great feeling. I just, having Jake on the field is great. But also, a lot of those guys are seniors. They've been over at my house for years, from seventh grade on. They get down to the weight room in the morning, come over to our house, play baseball in the backyard, have dinner, so they've been around a lot. So they're just like my kids, also.
And it's the school's first state championship. What does that mean?
First championship in football. We won basketball. We won girls basketball a couple times. This is like championship number 7 or 8 for us. And I believe this is state tournament wise, this is like number 67 for us as a school. So 67 state trips. The outpouring of fans here today. It's great that they're not tired of state tournament trips, and I hope they never do get tired of it.
That game's supposed to be a defensive battle, but that fourth quarter kind of turned into a shootout.
A lot of trick plays, and things were going back and forth. I did not expect that at all. But it sure made it more entertaining, didn't it?
When Jamie lost that ball in the end zone, what are you thinking?
He usually has been making the right read. He threw it into double, triple coverage sometimes today, but he's able to zip it right in there. So in the end, I guess they made the right read.
You got to feel that 6-3, leaping ability. Jenny's going to win a play like that more often than not.
Exactly right. And you got Eric Tengwall or AJ or Aaron Jenny, or we got height, we got speed, jumping ability. You can tell why they're really good basketball players.
Can you talk about that the game-winning drive there?
To be honest with you, I don't remember much of that. I was so excited. We just kept moving the ball down and hit the big play on occasion, and it worked out for us.
To win your first one this way, what does that mean?
If you know where we've come from, we had 3 wins our first 3 seasons as a group of coaches 10 years ago. To be at this point right now, it's just a phenomenal feeling of all the adversity we overcame those first 3 years, and to get here, it's just awesome.
Take me through that touchdown play, kind of how it unfolded and then the emotion you felt.
Who got that one?
Jamie to Aaron.
Oh, Jamie to Aaron. Oh, yeah, we're rolling out a little bit. He just popped up. Aaron just delayed slightly, got himself free, and he threw it up to him. And obviously, his great leaping ability was able to get up in there.
So when he made that catch, what was that? The first rush of emotion that went through your mind?
I can't believe this is happening. That was my first thing I said to myself. And I said, and I'm in charge of the defense corner. And said, I figured to myself, how can I screw this thing up? I got to make sure that we are stopping these guys.
State champion sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
It sure does. It's just awesome. My emotions, it's just indescribable right now at this point in time.